tournament coverage right here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Presented by HelloFresh. This spring, HelloFresh is delivering great-tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code Hoops60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh.com/Hoops60 and use promo code HOOPS60. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back on a Tuesday afternoon, and of course, Tuesdays in March. It's the final Tuesday in March, but it means we always bring on our buddy Pat Kennedy, the longtime college basketball coach, as this segment is brought to you by HelloFresh. This spring, HelloFresh is delivering great-tasting recipes that help you stick to your food goals, like new dietitian win options that are under 700 calories. Go to HelloFresh.com/Hoops60, code Hoops60, to get 60% off plus free shipping. Pat, always good to have you aboard again, my man. How you doing?
Good, Greg. Doing great, buddy.
Absolutely.
Strange Final Four, but other than that, I'm doing great.
It is, and let's start there. I mean, we just finished talking about how Jim Larrañaga was discussing what this Final Four means for the sport, and the power of the transfer portal and parity and the way any school can kind of have a seat at the table when there's all these players moving around in college basketball, and obviously coaches have been moving around well before the days of the transfer portal. What do you believe this Final Four symbolizes?
Well, I think it's free agency, as we saw in baseball, where a small market can go out and win a World Series. We're seeing the exact same thing. This is basically free agency. Kids can go and leave at any time. I think for Florida Atlantic came from Texas Tech. Right, so how many times would a 7-foot Russian from Texas Tech end up at Florida Atlantic? So we'll see if it's a really changing trend come next year and see what four end up getting there a year from now. But I think that's what it is. We're basically in a period of free market, and teams are going to get better very quickly with just getting a few kids out of the portal.
Pat, the other thing that I found interesting about Larrañaga specifically saying that is Jim's obviously been in college basketball for a while and been coaching for a while. And on the flip side, what we've seen recently, a lot of veteran coaches, Roy Williams, Jay Wright, Mike Krzyzewski, now Jim Boeheim, just all got out. And I don't know that it was necessarily entirely coincidental that all those guys got out in the advent of NIL and the transfer portal, but Jim Larrañaga doesn't seem to mind it, I guess.
No, I mean, Jim is really just a classic coach. Played at Molloy High School in New York under Jack Curran, and then obviously was touched by Dave Gavitt at Providence, and has been just a great coach. You know, he's really developed his system. So, like, Jim was joking that his wife doesn't want him to quit, but if Jim's physically healthy enough, a lot like Bob Huggins, those guys, their systems are great.
Yeah,
they can still recruit, and obviously they're wonderful people. So, see going on to coach for a number of years, and you go to teach for that, where coaches can coach and make their systems continue to work, and then just have a staff that can get in that portal and pull. I mean, staffs are now looking, okay, what do we need?
Right.
It's not like, who can we recruit? It's like, okay, we need a shooter. You know, like Rick Pitino at St. John's is looking to get the shooting guard Timberlake out of Towson University. Right, right. So that's what's happening, and I think it's going to continue for a good period of time.
On the court, Miami really hasn't backed down from anyone. I mean, they were an underdog against Indiana, and they ran right through Houston, and then they rallied against Texas in the second half. So, Pat, I understand how good Connecticut has been, but I'm picking Miami because, first off, the tournament, all these teams that just run right through everybody, the tournament usually gets them at some point. When do we see these teams just dominate all six games that they win? So I think UConn is due for a little bit of regression, and Miami seems like a very confident bunch. I get some Team of Destiny vibes with the Hurricanes. Do you agree?
Yeah, they definitely is the team that is the team that could beat them. And they're a team that you got to watch out for. You got to remember, Miami was in the ACC, yeah, right, which is traditionally one of the greatest conferences in the country. So they're still playing unbelievable teams night in and night out. So I agree with you. UConn, however, though, is a very strong team in terms of the size they have up front. They can bring in 2 7-footers, and so as a result, UConn is as good as they have been playing. But I agree with you. Now is the time in which they can get upset, and that could happen. I think Miami's the only team of the final three that could upset them.
Okay, let's get to one of the other teams still playing, and that's San Diego State. Pat, as a former coach, I imagine you had plenty of thoughts on the ending of San Diego State and Creighton on Sunday.
Yeah, I just think it was a horrible. I think the foul call before the last play of the game was just a horrible call.
Yeah,
I would never agree with anybody. I mean, I was a little surprised at Clark Kellogg. He kind of just took the company line, like it's like he was speaking for the NCAA and CBS. Fact of the matter is that you don't make that call, and don't tell me they don't know what the score is or what the situation is. It's 0-0-0 on the clock, so it's the last play of the game. It's a tied game, and I would venture to say, if you as a referee didn't know it was a tie game, well, then you probably shouldn't be working that game either. But the strategic part of the call, that guy did not dislodge that kid. That shot had already been taken. His hand was on his side. It didn't push him from the back. It's usually the lower back where you can push somebody and dislodge them. His hand was on his side. It didn't affect the shot. The shot wasn't even close to going in. So at the end of the day, to me, that was just a horrible call. And I thought McDermott was really classy by not getting into it. But for my money, that was just a bad. And if that guy won't admit it, well, then that's one of the reasons why he called it. That was a bad call.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. But, we don't have a time machine and we can't go back and change it. So San Diego State going to play Florida Atlantic. And, Pat, another thing I think it's important to highlight is that Florida Atlantic is not a Cinderella. This is a team that's been good all season long, and they were in the top 25, and they were underseeded as a 9. This feels a lot more like Butler, the years Brad Stevens was there in the Horizon League when they were still a pretty decent seed, than it does VCU or Loyola Chicago or George Mason, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And they have all the components. They got ball handlers. They've got shooters. They've got the big kid in the middle who can really make things happen. So they're a very, very solid team. You don't win 33 games or 30, as many as they've won, without being an outstanding team. So I don't think there's any question that Florida Atlantic's an outstanding team.
And the thing that is really interesting in that first game, Pat, is just the contrast of styles. San Diego State really wants to play a half-court game and wear you down with how well they defend. And Florida Atlantic wouldn't mind an up-tempo game, and they obviously want to make some threes.
Yeah, and San Diego State looks like a football team.
Yeah.
They're so strong. They're so physically strong. San Diego State's going to try to win it by just playing that incredibly tough half-court defense. And like you said, Sandy, Florida Atlantic is going to want to go up and down and score some points. So it's going to be, I think they're still going to be terrific games.
Pat, let's get you out on this. You're obviously a coach, and one team that is not still playing but just lost in the Elite Eight, I believe, has the coach of the year in Jerome Tang, with what he did at Kansas State, with how quickly they turned things around there in the Big 12, picked to finish last in the league. He's got to be the coach of the year, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. His kids loved him. They were well prepared. They were well coached. He did everything he needed to do with this game. He did everything he needed to do to bring his kids through each and every game. And then after that, obviously, they did a great job with the games that they had. And, being the first-year coach, I think he definitely is somebody who should get that award.
All right, Pat, I actually do have time for one more. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here.
No.
In light of the Final Four being a little more up and down, a little more inconsistent, we talked about the parity. Give me a team moving forward, maybe a sleeping giant that, nobody's talking about now, that next year could be in the Final Four.
Because of the changing of the players, that's very, very hard to predict.
Yeah.
I think you got to watch out for, old Tricky Rick in St. John's. You got to really watch out for them, because he's going to get some instant players right away.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's crazy to think St. John's hasn't won an NCAA tournament game in 2 decades, but
when you hear those stats, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he does there and how quickly Ed Cooley can resurrect Georgetown and all the other new coaches. So there he is, Pat Kennedy.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
I think Ed's going to take a little longer, but I agree with you.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's going to take. It's a longer build there in D.C. with Georgetown, with how much Ewing really drove the program into the ground, but we'll see what happens. Pat, thanks for your
Absolutely.
Time. And we'll do it again next week. We'll have a champion to talk about.
Absolutely. I'll be down in Houston if you need me.
Yeah, no, I'll look forward to hopefully linking up. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.